America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago is still pausing gender-affirming surgeries despite a new court order. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports Lurie Children's paused surgeries last week for transgender people who are younger than 19. That happened after an executive order from the White House threatened to withhold federal funding. This prompted Lurie and several hospitals across the U.S. to stop surgeries or other transgender medical care. But a federal judge recently blocked the White House order temporarily. Despite this, a Lurie spokesperson says the hospital is still pausing surgeries, but Lurie is providing other gender-affirming care, such as hormone therapy and puberty blockers. Lurie also is helping patients find other hospitals that will perform their surgeries. And in the meantime, a protest is planned for tomorrow at Seneca Park near Lurie to advocate for transgender medical care. The state of Illinois is suspending former state House Speaker Michael Madigan's government pension after his federal corruption conviction. My colleague Dave McKinney reports a state retirement system stopped sending pension checks to Madigan after his conviction this week on conspiracy, wire fraud, and bribery. His annual state pension stood at $158,000. The retirement board stops paying anybody convicted of offenses arising from their official duties, and it could act later on a permanent revocation of Madigan's pension. Since leaving the legislature in 2021, Madigan received more than $521,000 in pension payments, an amount that already far exceeds what he contributed over his long career. The legislative pension system is financially underwater, with more than $275 million in unfunded liabilities. Today is the last day for the public to cast ballots for a new design for the Illinois state flag. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports voters can choose from the current flag, two state anniversary flags, or 10 flags submitted by residents. Now, most of the fan-submitted designs include stars and silhouettes of Abraham Lincoln and some elements that represent agriculture. The first official version of Illinois' current flag was adopted in 1915. Democratic State Senator Doris Turner says it is time the state's flag reflects the state's diversity. She convened a commission of 21 historians, artists, elected officials, and Illinois enthusiasts to cull through nearly 5,000 public submissions. That group has until April 1st to present their findings to the General Assembly. And then maybe we get a new flag or lawmakers decide to keep the current design. And the Field Museum tonight is hosting a Valentine's Day celebration, Chemistry in Nature. You can meet with scientists. You can talk about how mammals, fish, and insects all find love. Jim Louderman is a collections assistant in the museum's insect division, and he picked out some insects and spiders to showcase, and he'll be explaining their various mating behaviors.
I will have live tarantulas. I will have live scorpions. I will have some live beetles, some live cockroaches, and then a number of drawers of pinned and prepared insects for people to see. And some of the live things people will be able to handle.
Louderman selected the insects and spiders from the museum's extensive collection. It includes up to 6 million pinned insects. This event tonight is for adults 21 and over. Weather, a cloudy, windy day, maybe a little snow late in the day and a high in the upper 20s. Tonight, snow. It'll turn to a mix of snow and rain overnight. The forecast calls for 1 to 3 inches of snow possibly accumulating. Temperature staying in the upper 20s. And Saturday, 2 to 4 inches of snow, a wintry mix with snow and rain in the afternoon. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.